A British company pays for an American disaster.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. British Petroleum is expected to be hit today with the biggest fine in the history of the Occupational Safety and Health Administration. Marketplace's Stephen Beard has the story from London.
The $87 million fine stems from the explosion at BP's Texas City oil refinery in 2005. 15 workers died in that disaster. Officials from OSHA, quoted in the New York Times, say BP has failed to correct many safety problems at the facility. They claim that 4 years after the blast, the company still hasn't complied with hundreds of safety notices. James Batty is with Petroleum Intelligence News.
It's quite a surprise in some ways, and it'll be a big blow for the company. Ever since the explosion took place, they've been constantly stressing their emphasis on safety and improving their safety practices.
BP says it's disappointed by OSHA's actions. It's appealed to an independent review commission. The Texas explosion has proved the company's costliest accident. It's already paid more than $70 million in penalties and fines and has set aside more than $2 billion to meet legal claims. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
The American recession may have unofficially ended yesterday, but a few minutes ago, the government said consumer spending plunged in September by the largest amount in 9 months. You can see the end of Cash for Clunkers showing up there. European stock markets are mixed this morning. Wall Street vaulted yesterday on news the economy started growing. The Dow launched up 200 points to 9,962. Asian stocks bounced back as well, up 1 to 2% today. Speaking of Asia, pork prices are at a three-month high this morning. It looks like China might lift its ban on American pork products following some high-level trade talks there. Marketplace's Scott Tong has that from Shanghai.
Chinese leaders say they will quickly resume imports of American pork. It's been banned since April. That's when swine flu broke out, even though you can't get the virus from eating the other white meat. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack is in China for the trade talks. In a brief interview with Marketplace, he said a market opportunity here is the Chinese eat certain parts of the pig that Americans won't touch, like the stomach.
The organs of a hog play a much more important role in the diets of people in Asia than they do in the United States. And so I have watched shoppers shop, and what we would not necessarily accept as a delicacy is accepted as a delicacy here, and that's a great thing.
China is the world's largest consumer of pork. It's the main meat for 80% of the people. The apparent breakthrough for the U.S. industry comes 1 week after China got something it wants. President Obama signed a bill that could eventually let China export cooked chicken to the United States. In 2 weeks, the president makes his first visit to China, and speculation is the official announcement on U.S. pork could come then. In Shanghai, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree.com. Tools and personalized advice to help control your financial destiny are at the all-new LendingTree.com. American Public Media presents Early Lessons, an American Radio Works documentary supported by the University of Virginia's Batten Institute. More at AmericanRadioWorks.org.
Facebook is celebrating a legal victory. A California court has awarded the social networking site $711 million in damages in an anti-spam case. Marketplace's Ashley Milne-Tite has that.
Facebook accused internet marketer and so-called spam king Sanford Wallace of accessing users' accounts without their permission. The company said he sent fake posts and messages to lure visitors to marketing websites. Josh Bernoff is the author of Groundswell, a book about social technologies. He says fighting invasions of privacy is a smart business decision for Facebook.
The company's growing so fast, the membership is growing so fast, and that growth is completely dependent on people trusting that the service is legitimate and that the messages from their friends are actually from their real friends.
He says it's also important for Facebook to be seen to be serious about user privacy. It's been debating with members over how it uses their personal information. Facebook says it's happy with the court's judgment, even if it doesn't expect to get much of the damages. Sanford Wallace filed for bankruptcy in June. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite, for Marketplace.
Now, you might see this online, but I'm going to remind you anyway. Daylight saving time ends early Sunday morning, so reset your clocks back and you get an extra hour of sleep. And sleep happens to be the topic of this morning's Marketplace Globalist Quiz with the editor of Globalist.com, Stefan Richter. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill. Are you ready for today's quiz?
I am.
So here's my question. Which industrialized country's citizens spend the least time asleep per night? Is it A, the United States, B, France, C, Mexico, or D, South Korea?
Well, Stefan, I'm always hearing that we work too much in this country and we don't sleep, so I'm going to say Americans.
One would think so, but they get beat in the world. In fact, they are some of the longest sleepers, according to the OECD, sleeping more than 8.5 hours a day.
We work too much and we're lazy bums?
Well, we've got it right in some sense.
Okay.
But who is the real American by your rule of sleeping short and working hard? Who in the world?
Okay, my next guess? I'll say the South Koreans don't sleep enough.
Bingo.
Hey.
They're also, as you may know, the hardest workers. They work the most hours. So they are the real Americans by your definition. And what we need to remember as Americans is that we just sleep 12 minutes less a day than the French. By golly, the French again. So that's some troubling news for all of us.
Stefan Richter is publisher and editor-in-chief of TheGlobalist.com, the daily online magazine of the global economy, politics, and culture. Thank you.
Thanks for having me on, Bill.
And finally, an Andy Warhol self-portrait is on display for the first time today at Sotheby's in New York. The owner worked at Warhol's studio in the 60s. She says Warhol gave her the painting with an inscription, and it has been sitting in her closet for decades because she forgot about it. Again, that's an Andy Warhol self-portrait that he gave to her, worth maybe $1 million, and she forgot about it. I wonder what's on her walls. This is Marketplace Morning Report. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.